hips. And I just wonder why that craze would start.
That's a very good question. And I know a lot of our listeners have other similar questions. And I have the expert here who's going to answer those questions for us. His name is Kevin Moore. He's the president of Knowledge Driven and More, LLC. It's a motivational speaking and consulting company. He's also a chief information officer and a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves. He's a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point, and he also has a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science. He lives right in this area in Lake County, and he's written a book called Did You Ever Wonder Why Black People Do the Things They Do? Good morning, Kevin.
Well, good morning, Libby. How are you today?
I am so glad you got a hold of me because I looked at this book and I said, you know, this guy, not only did you know what you were talking about, you got a great sense of humor.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that. And let's start with Tim's question.
Okay.
Now, he mentioned the whole thing with the pants down. And I have noticed that. I mean, it's not just black kids I've seen do it. I've seen Hispanic kids. I've seen white kids do it. But yeah, I probably did see African-American young males do it before anybody else. What's the deal with the pants down around their ankles almost?
Well, the first thing I have to ask you, which I always do, when I get a question, just like at work with problems or anything, I'll always say, why do you think that is? And that kind of lets me know where the person's mind frame is, where their paradigms are, etc. So the first thing I have to do is ask you, why do you think they do that?
Well, actually, I do know the answer to this one. I did research on it because I thought, what in the world's wrong with these people?
Okay,
And I mentioned this on the air. I have literally, Kevin, had young people who have worked here at this radio station that I have had to say to them, would you mind pulling your pants up? I mean, they were good kids. There was nothing wrong with them. And by the way, they weren't all African-American. And a white kid I had to do this with. Would you mind just pulling your pants up? Because I'm seeing a lot more than I want to see.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm kind of interested. Maybe we should let the caller give the answer first, and then I'll give the answer.
All right, let's get some calls here at 847-244-1220. Is there anybody out there who thinks they know why young people, did it start in the African-American community?
It depends.
Kevin?
It depends, because where it really originated from really is I'm giving the answer. Well, it basically originated from the prison, the penal system.
Okay, and this is the interesting thing, because I don't think most kids, if they knew exactly where this started, would be running around with their pants down like
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, before we get to call, why don't you go, because this is intriguing, why don't you tell everybody what the real reason for this one is? Because when I heard this originally, I went, whoa, I think if like a 15-year-old boy were aware of this, he would have a belt on so fast, his head would spin.
Absolutely, well, okay. In actuality, in the penal system, there are two reasons here. One is, in some of the prisons, you don't have a belt. They're concerned about inmates hanging themselves or doing bad things with the belt, so you don't have a belt.
Or even using it as a weapon.
Absolutely. So, ultimately, they would, in fact, not give them a belt, pants wouldn't fit properly, pants sagged. Once you got out of the penal system, you were back home, you were so used to wearing your pants without a belt, you would allow it to continue to sag. Next thing you know, you're on the street, you're walking this way. Other people see that fashion. It's different. Wow, I like to be different too. I'm making my own statement. And they would walk around with their pants that way. That's one answer. The other answer is, in the penal system, for those individuals where the prison did in fact have a belt, those individuals who were, let's say, available for some form of sexual contact would in fact let their pants sag, and that would let other inmates know that they were available.
It was an invitation, in other
absolutely,
words.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's why I think if most kids who are running around doing it had any clue that's where it originated, that would not be a fashion trend.
There's a lot of inviting going on nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think they mean to do that, because
right.
I know too many teenage boys that would just be appalled with that thought.
Absolutely.
And so moms and dads, if you were unaware of that, and if you see your kids do it, I would tell them, and I'd tell them in no uncertain terms exactly where that originated.
Right. Absolutely. They should.
Okay.
Let them know.
Okay, we've got Kevin Moore here, and he is the author of Did You Ever Wonder Why Black People Do the Things They Do? Why did you write this book?
Primarily because, I got the questions a lot. And believe it or not, I want to do some good. One of the things, you know, it looks as if the book is all about our differences, but in actuality, the book is really to bring us together as a people, not just blacks, whites, you know, whatever color. The bottom line is, if you look at our differences, in actuality, you will see that people are more similar in nature than we really are different. And when you discuss the similarities, ultimately what happens is it brings people closer together. They understand all of a sudden, wait a second, they're just like us. Oh, you know, I thought they were so different, but they're really not. There's reasons for it.
Now, you went to West Point.
Yes, ma'am.
And how long ago did you graduate? Probably in the last 10, 15 years?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. 1985.
Yeah, by the way, why is it black people always look a lot younger than they really are? Because that is true. You know that's true, Kevin.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but I'm envious. but anyway, okay, so 20 some years ago you were there. Mm-hmm. What was the population as far as African Americans of West Point when you were there?
Very small. For minorities in general and women, it was approximately around 6%.
Okay. Did you find when you first got there that there were a lot of questions to you as an African American about misconceptions about why you were a certain way or why you did certain things or what they thought maybe you should be doing and you weren't?
Believe it or not, I didn't get a lot of questions, but I had a lot of different things placed against me or different things being said in negative connotation. For example, one of the things that was said is, you know, from my fellow white, you know, cadets, mm-hmm. Classmates, one of the things that was said to me is, you know, hey, they lowered the standards to let black people in here.
They actually said that to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Got it all the time. They lowered the standards to let you people in here. Okay, gotcha. And then we would start to discuss scores at school. We would, from high school, we'd discuss SAT scores, what things you did. And then inevitably, I'd kind of shut them up because from my perspective anyway, and I'd say, well, my grades and scores were this. What were yours? Oh, so they didn't lower the standard to let me in. I met the standard. So, but the part that would then throw them off is I actually would agree with them. I said, yeah, you're right. That in fact, some of the scores were in fact lowered. And they said, see, that's not right. And I said, you know, I don't necessarily disagree with you. I said, however, come on, you got to look at our history, American history. I said, it wasn't long ago it wasn't long ago where your people, unfortunately, for whatever reason, but your people owned my people. We were property. So if the pendulum's so far over to the left side, as far as your property, how do you ever get it back to the right? If the school system's associated with owning slaves, you know, having slaves, if the school system is so bad that you can never achieve that, how do you ever give people an opportunity to make it even? So in a way, you kind of have to go over to the right a little bit more, allow folks an opportunity, and then see what happens. Now, I will tell you, it was extremely challenging for those whose school systems were not that good, who were given an opportunity to go to West Point, whose grades may not have been that high. Mm-hmm. But once you get there, all bets are off. There is no more reducing.
Did you find with some of the young men and women that if they were there under those circumstances, that they didn't cut it?
I saw that across the board, both black and white. And it actually stopped being your school system that you came from and started to be the character of the person themselves, whether they could cut it or not. So the folks who came from bad school systems whose grades may not have been as high, they worked twice as hard or three times as hard as anyone else trying to stay, and they would either cut it or they wouldn't. That character, that was strong. They did things. They overcame. That had nothing to do, from my opinion, things I've observed, that had nothing to do with whether they were black or white. It was their desire and their drive.
We are talking with Kevin Moore. He's written an intriguing book. It's called Did You Ever Wonder Why Black People Do the Things They Do? And we're going to confront some of those stereotypes and also open up the phone lines and give you an opportunity to talk with Kevin at 847-244-1220. First, though, sitting in for Abby Ryan, we have Sharon Jackson, and she has Lake County traffic. Sharon?
Thank you very much. I got some slow traffic right now in Grand Avenue.